Hello?
Oh, hi, Maria. It's Tina from Local Splash.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I got your message. So I looked at the notes on the account, and it said that you wanted to pay the past due last month and then go on a seasonal hold until March. And then I had offered to give you 30 days on the back end so that you would be paid in full until January 9th. And you had agreed to do that in order to get the business profile verified. So now that it's verified, you want to switch to the $49 a month for just the hosting?
It's already verified?
It's already verified, and it's on Google. One thing I want you to do is work on getting some five-star ratings on it. So I'm going to send you an email that will help you get some reviews. And it will take you when you click on the link in the email to your Google listing, so you'll be able to see it. Now, there's a note on your account where Google had sent us an email about the phone number for the Tree Doctor LLC. It says... It says his name's Zahid. He's from the Google support team. The profile, Tree Doctor LLC, where you are unable to change the phone number and the incorrect number is going live. I know it's important for your business profile to go live with an accurate phone number. So what phone number do you want on it? Because the one that's on it right now is this one, the 203-501-2306.
That's the account. Well, let me see.
Well, if you look at the Tree Doctor LLC, yeah, it's showing this number, and it looks like the Google representative was working on a request to change the number. So, what number would you like it to show on there?
The 203-470-4727, and the website is that number already.
Okay, that's the tracking number on the website, right? Or is that the number that goes to your son's business?
No, that's my number that I want everything set up, everything to be set up with that number.
Okay, so let me put
Even the Local Splash account thing app for
the username.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Phone number on Google Business Profile too. Okay, I'm sending that revision over so they'll get that done. But my question to you is, now that the listing is published and it's verified, you're going to start getting client calls. So do you want to keep the program as it is where you're still getting promoted on Google, or do you want to cancel all that and just do the $49 for next month because that's for the website hosting only? So
I haven't received any calls. I mean, right now with winter, it's snowing here, so I don't think I'm going to get any calls.
Oh, that's right, because you said initially you were off-season until March, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So I think only because it is starting to show that you were found on the first page of Google 47 times already, and there's been 3 clicks to the site, so people are starting to find it. So what I would recommend is I could put you, and I wouldn't do this today because I want to keep it active as long as I can so that you keep getting the client calls, but I could, before the February 11th payment, I could put you on the seasonal hold where that payment would be free, and then you wouldn't start up again until March 11th. That way you're not paying for it during the off season. I think that would be much better for you than going to the $49 package because that's just for the website.
So can you repeat again, what is the best option?
I could do, for the February payment, I could put it on a seasonal hold where you wouldn't get charged that at all. And then your $149 monthly would start back up again in March. So that way you're not paying for this during your off season. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. I think that. So what I'm going to do is I'll make a note to myself.
But they already charged for January. As my understanding, the last payment that I did with you over the phone, that was the payment that I was already set up, and then I was going to stay. And then for the, and then from that, I wasn't get paid, and I was not going to pay until like March. But
yes,
I saw it in my
you're
account.
Paid in full right now until February 11th. So it doesn't automatically go on the seasonal hold until March. So we would have to talk again, which we're doing now, which I'm happy because now I can activate it. Let me just see.
No, but what I'm saying, January, I was not supposed to pay. My last payment was supposed to be December because we go like, we don't go like until we stop working like before Thanksgiving, and then we usually don't work, I mean, start until like March. So when we talk, the payment that I did, it was for December, and then January, February, I was not going to pay that.
So in the notes, which is what I checked before I called you, it says, initially, client wanted to pay and go on a seasonal hold until March. She did the phone PIN verification. She added us as a manager. Client requested for us to receive her new logo and update it on everything. So I gave her an option of 30 days on the next billing rather than a seasonal hold so she can get the company ranking, and she agreed and kept the account active with the next billing of January 9th. So I think initially you were going to go on the seasonal hold, but then you changed your mind and you wanted to keep it active so that it got a chance to get verified, which is great. It did. One thing, let me just see if I still have this tool, because if I do, what I can do rather than doing the February 11th payment on a seasonal, because that will put an orange banner up on your site saying that you're off season, and you don't want that either, just in case there's a job here or there that might trickle in. So what I could do is I'll apply a service credit for the month of February, which means you'll get a free month in February. And then that way everything will stay active and you'll have all the way till March 11th until you're actually charged again, okay?
Okay, we'll see how it goes at the time.
Yeah, so I'm putting the service credit on here for February, so don't worry, you don't have to pay for that month, okay?
Okay.
All right, and I'm so glad that it worked out. So in the meantime, have a really great rest of your day, okay?
Okay, thank you. So the website that I'm looking right now, the Google profile is only Tree Doctor LLC. I just look it up right now, but the name of the business is That Tree Doctor LLC.
Okay, let me go back and look. I'm still fixing the billing to show. Okay, good. I fixed that. The February 11th payment has been zeroed out, so you won't get charged in February. And then on, you know what, on the profile, we have Tree Doctor LLC. We don't have The Tree Doctor, so I'll have them add that, okay?
On the Google profile?
Mm-hmm. They have to add it as The Tree Doctor, right?
I'm
LLC.
Thinking that's the right way. I'm not even sure. Because there is another That Tree Doctor somewhere in Philadelphia already that I can see here on the Google.
I think if you leave it as Tree Doctor LLC, it might help you because that's the web address too. And so that's consistent with Google, right? You'll be the business name and the web address and they all match. If you put a the on there, it's not going to affect you dramatically. But since there's already another The Tree Doctor in Pennsylvania, I would almost feel more comfortable to leave it without that word on there. But if you want it added, I can definitely have them do it for you.
Okay. No. I mean, leave it as it is. That's okay.
Leave it as it is.
You
okay,
can just
perfect.
Leave it as it is right now.
Okay, so start working on getting those 5-star reviews. That will help you. And then I already applied that service credit for next month, so you're all good to go, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you. Right. And also just to update the number
Yep. I sent that request out again because there was a note here from Google with that guy Zaid that's working on it. So I want them to just kind of remind him and get an estimate of how long it's going to take, because it says this note was posted earlier today. So I want to find out when it's going to actually go live with the new phone number, okay?
Okay, so. And also a quick question, like, I was going to say something, but I totally forgot about it. Oh, so the to log in on the local splash application, I can use the phone number that I just gave it to you, the 470, right? Or not yet?
Your login for this might be under your son's number. I see the username, and this has nothing to do with the way the promotion is set up online, but the username is 203-731-0755. So I'll send you an email that says login credentials to your advanced reporting, and that way you'll know
change?
That that's... Well, I can have tech change it, no problem.
Yeah, can they just change it to 203-470-4727?
Perfect. Okay, I'll send that request over also, okay?
Okay, perfect. I think
okay,
we're good.
We'll,
thank you so
we'll
much.
We'll get everything done. Oh, of course. Thanks for reaching out to me, and have a great week, too, okay? It's always nice
you
talking
too.
To you, Maria. Okay, thank
great.
You.
Thank
okay.
you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.